Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, you're not going to believe this, but we are actually efforting George Seifert even as we speak here. I'm pretty sure I found his phone number. These things can be easy to find. Horse is on the case out in Nevada. George Seifert lives. So who knows? Horse, have you tried yet? Or are you going to try during the break here?
I have not yet had a chance to try. I'll try now.
Joe, I'll let you handle that interview. You can promote him sort of the way you did with the Steve Tasker interview when you slobbered all over yourself about how he belonged in the Hall of Fame. I'll let you do the same thing here.
Absolutely. I'll kick that one off. We're going to get to George Seifert at some point. It appears, though, Ron, that he may charge a fee. You willing to cover that?
No, I'm not.
All right, here's a guy who at least comes on for free, Mr. Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. You can read his stuff at postgazette.com. Forget about the Steelers. We've talked enough about them, Brian. Let's talk about basketball gyms in Western Pennsylvania. Mike White with a tremendous story the other day where a bunch of coaches around Western Pennsylvania were asked about this and filled out a survey. And they came up with Newcastle, number one, followed by Beaver Falls, Ron Cook's hometown, at number two, followed by Washington, Bethel Park, and North Allegheny to round out the top five. How many of these gyms did you play in when you were a star point guard at Shaler? And do you agree with the voting here?
Well, Joe, I didn't play in any of them when I was a star point guard, but I did play in two of them, Newcastle and North Allegheny. I definitely agree with Newcastle as number one. To me, it's a no-brainer. They were in our section, and the atmosphere there is just incredible. I mean, they have a pep band that makes you feel like you're playing a college game at Duke or North Carolina or something. But beyond that, they have the fervent fan base of locals who go to every game, home and away. And my high school coach at Shaler, Howie Rupert, had a great line. I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but due to the advanced age of a lot of the Newcastle big fans, he used to say, "What's red and black, 84 feet long with one tooth, the front row at Newcastle." And it was just an awesome place.
Oh, wow. Ronnie, are you in agreement with this? Newcastle, number one. You've been in plenty of these gyms.
I have never been in Washington. I basically grew up in Beaver Falls. I mean, I went there and I saw, the Ambridge team with Dennis Weissick and Dick DiVenzio, state champions, play there. The great Farrell teams of Eddie McCluskey. It is an unbelievable atmosphere. I have such great memories of it. I spent literally hours and hours and games watching it there. And I remember when Beaver Falls won the state in 1970, I went to a game at Farrell. My dad took me. We went up the day before to get tickets. They were hard to get tickets. And we're sitting there, and I closed my eyes. I can still see it. On the opposite side was like the student section, and there was a fight that started in the stands, and I can still see people rolling down that row across from us. I mean, literally rolling down from up above, and I was terrified as a young kid there. You know, this I can't believe this is going on, this kind of fight. But it was such a great atmosphere. Beaver Falls, absolutely tremendous. Man, did I see great games there. Unbelievable games.
89 years ago, that place was built. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've only been to one game at Beaver Falls, Ron, but that was when I was a reporter covering high school sports for the Post-Gazette, and that was the gym that was at the top of my list. Hey, see if I can go cover a game there. Just to say I did it, much like the pit at Aliquippa for football. And I'm glad I got to check both of those boxes before I moved on to covering pit. Like you, I've never been to Wash High either. But, I mean, you can just see the photos of that gym. And when you talk to people, it's pretty legendary.
I love these gyms that are, like, my daughter played and plays in the Catholic League. So the diocesan gyms around. Just legendary. What's the one up in Lawrenceville, is it, where you watch from above? What one is that?
The Lyceum. Yeah, St. Mary's Lyceum. My uncles played there growing up.
Oh, I love that place. And then St. Sylvester, which I think isn't even a school anymore. She played a couple tournaments there. And a three-pointer was from half court. It was so small. That was basically the three-point line, is you would come up to half court and just chuck it. I mean, I love gyms like that with the walls right on the end lines and things like that. You must have played in some of those over the years, yes?
Yeah, and when you say that, you talk about the Catholic school gyms, the diocesan. That was, I think, the gym that I feel got snubbed the most in this story by Mike. Well, more so the voting panel of the coaches was Central Catholic. I mean, it's not a very nice gym, but it's tiny, and they play now 6A basketball. So I've been to games there as a reporter and, you know, also played in when I was at Shaler, where it's Central versus Butler. You can't even fit everybody in the door, and it's so loud in there. People are sitting on other people's laps. It's a really crazy environment, and I was kind of bummed that Central Catholic didn't even make the top 10 there.
Some great places, man. Legendary, no doubt about it. I always considered myself lucky growing up in Beaver Falls and being able to go to those games. I went to every one of their playoff games that year when they won the state, and I'll never forget it.
Ambridge, too, Ron. I remember Mark Jula, who played there, telling me that when he was a little younger and they had the legendary team that you talked about, they had apparently a little set of bleachers on one side with and the band and everything playing. And he said he sat there with his dad, and right around him were Dean Smith and people like that, like a bunch of legendary coaches on this little sort of, what was it? Just sort of a makeshift double bleacher over there on that side of the court. But he said he was just petrified because all these legendary coaches were sitting around him watching that legendary Ambridge team play. You remember that place well, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about a little bandbox. I mean, you know, I started at the Beaver County Times. I covered games at all of those places. You know, Ambridge, the Aliquippas were just incredible. Yeah, but, I mean, obviously that team, I mean, where DeVenzio went to Duke, right? Where did Dennis Weissick go? North Carolina? I can't remember.
I think so. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, they were big-time players being recruited there for a reason. And I don't remember seeing them at games then, but, I mean, they came in afterwards. And I just remember Eddie McCluskey at Farrell. You know, what? Maybe his nickname was the Legend. And he, to me, the all-time greatest coach in Western Pennsylvania history, football or basketball. And I remember the first time I met Bob Huggins was at a Final Four or maybe at a regional. And I walked up to him and introduced myself. And he kept basically, hey, nice to meet you. And he kept walking. And I said, Bob, I want to talk to you just for a minute about Eddie McCluskey. He turned around on a dime. We ended up sitting in the lobby for half an hour while he told me Eddie McCluskey stories. I'll never forget that. I always considered myself fortunate to be able to watch his teams play.
That's awesome. Brian, were you heckled by opposing crowds? What was it like for you on the court, and how good were you? Let's be honest here. How good were you as a player at Shaler?
Not that good, Joe. I was in, you know, the end of the rotation at Shaler. We had a pretty good group of juniors and sophomores below me. But as far as being heckled, I mean, Newcastle for us, yeah, that was the place where, you know, your coaches did have to talk to you about sort of keeping your cool when a packed house of fans, adult fans or older, were going to be yelling at you and giving you the business in a high school basketball game, which is why playing at that place was so unique. And a cousin of mine plays now at Trinity High School in Washington, PA, and they played at Newcastle this year. And I told him, it's probably not going to go very well for you guys, but you will at least be able to say that you played at the Newcastle Fieldhouse before your high school career is over.
Brian, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome. See you guys.
Brian Batko.
Man,
that was
Joe,
a great story by Mike White.
Do I have great memories of those buildings? I mean, I was a young guy, you know, just thrilled to be able to, you know, I mean, to watch that Beaver Falls team play that won the state. I got a great story. My mother took three of us, Jeff Kuhn and Neil Porter and myself. We went to every game, playoff game. We actually spent the night. They played the game. The championship game was in Harrisburg at the old Farm Show Arena, it was called. And somehow, some way, I swear to God, this is a true story, Joe, I ended up sitting on the corner of the floor, okay? I was that close to the action, literally on the corner of the floor. And I don't know how I ended up there. I don't know how I wasn't kicked out of there, but I wasn't. And I can remember it like yesterday. It was such a great memory to have been a part of that, to be able to see all that up close and personal. Literally, Joe, on the side of the floor. Think about that. And I didn't get kicked out. I didn't get kicked out. How about that?
That is great. There's nothing quite like it for me, a basketball atmosphere like that. When everybody's packed into a gym, you know, even the walk up to the gym where you can feel the energy and electricity around a big game. And then when you enter, it's this palpable feeling of excitement, and then you sit down and it's just so intense. I mean, I fell in love with basketball in atmospheres just like that. You know, it's even better than great college atmospheres for me, is when you get the smaller high school gym with some history to it where everybody's packed in.
You could almost smell it when you walk in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has that odor to it. Like, I don't know whether it's stale hot dogs or whatever. It just has that atmosphere, like you said. And, man, those are some of the best memories of my life. I mean, it just, you know, one of the reasons I got so into sports, you know, I played high school football, not very well. I played high school baseball, not very well. Couldn't play basketball, and just fell in love with that atmosphere.
Yeah, I have a good buddy from Ambridge, and I was going to do a story on the reunion of that great Ambridge team a couple years ago, and can't remember what other, there was a big local story that I had to attend to instead of that. But I started it and was talking to people like Mark Jula and like my buddy about just how the little town would come alive, like so many do on a football night, but even a basketball night. It's just, for me, it's just a little different. It's just that atmosphere. Just love it. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Let's get to the Pitt situation. Let's get to Jeff Capel, and let's take a listen to how he addressed two of his three best players leaving within 25 hours of each other with three games left in the season. He was on his show last night with Jeff Hathorne. We'll take a listen to it next on Cook and Joe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.